to the Matters of the Heart Hotline with Jess B.
Radio segment so I could have a little intro. It's like my dream to have a little intro, so thanks to BFM for making that happen for me.
It's such a good... It's just such a good... intro.
And I can practice my voice, you know what I'm saying?
That was your voiceover voice.
That was my voiceover voice.
Can you do it live as well?
I reckon I could. My favourite is maybe this is a party trick that has nothing to do with Matters of the Heart. But I love doing the elevator lady. So be like, doors opening. Elevator is going down. Level 3. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Oh my god, I was just trying to laugh. I wanted to let you do that.
That flow stayed, eh?
That's really good.
Anyway, morning everybody.
Morning, Te Whanau. This is the Matters of the Heart Hotline.
And other such as. You know what I mean? Like, we really be doing anything in here, and that's part of the fun of it.
Hard out.
Such is life.
Jess, what are we talking about today?
So, you know, obviously last week we talked a little bit about heartbreak in general and our experiences of going through that. And then I thought, let's actually talk about some psychological ideas. You know what I mean? I was like, let's get smart in this thing. So,
because we can be heartbroken, but we can be smart.
We can also be smart.
And that's the duality of
man. And let them know that I have a psychology degree that I've never used. I do. Yeah, I do. I've never used it. Or maybe I have in my life.
I think you have.
I decided to become a rapper instead. So far, it's... I don't know, I might have to go back to uni soon and do my master's or something, but...
Yeah, well, the relationship counselling thing is definitely going to happen at some point, I just know it.
You know what I mean? Maybe I need to start a podcast.
Yeah.
But, so I wanted to talk about limerence today.
Yeah, what is limerence? Because I don't know what the frick limerence was, and I had to ask you.
It's so. It's one of those things where I guess I was probably learning about it when I was going through... like stuff, and you know, you start like doing heaps of research and like, you know,
yeah, you're just trying to like get to the bottom of what the fuck is going on.
But it was a term that was coined by a psychologist, I think in the 70s, Dorothy Tenoff, and so it's basically the idea of like romantic infatuation that's characterized by like kind of like being obsessed with somebody, can't stop thinking about them, idealizing somebody, projecting your wants and hopes onto somebody without necessarily like the reciprocation being there. So it kind of, it like the concept of it thrives like on the like the ambiguity of like what is this, or like mixed signals, or like hot and cold. And obviously it's also something that's like mistaken for love a lot of the time. And probably something that we've all experienced. Sometimes more extreme cases than others, but it's definitely like a relatable topic of discussion. So I just thought it was interesting and I wanted to talk about it. And also like how it relates to, I was talking to you before about neurodivergence, ADHD, and like...
Yeah, do you want to talk, because that's really interesting because, you know, I've got ADHD, I got it bad, like it's chronic.
I also have a diagnosis, so, you know.
Well, I don't have a diagnosis, but my mum just got diagnosed, so I'm like, well...
Chances are.
what is limerence mean for our neurodivergent baddies, for people with ADHD?
I mean, well, I think that, like, in general, so, like, you know, when you have these high highs and low lows, right, you got, like, the... we were talking about it before, so you have different... chemicals in your brain that make you feel things. So obviously you've got dopamine, which is like part of like the emotional highs that you feel, or the lows if there's a lack of it, and then serotonin, which helps keep you level. Also, if I'm wrong and someone's listening and I'm wrong, please call in and fact check me on this.
Really?
I'm not claiming that I'm not a professor. You know what I mean?
She does have a psychology degree, but she's not a professor.
And not a professor. but so, obviously, you know, when if you're a neurodivergent baddie, those high highs and those low lows can be more intense. And, you know, balancing your serotonin is a little bit harder.
Yeah.
So I think that the attachment to those, like, really intense feelings of, like, novelty... like, yeah. you know, like the novelty of somebody new, meeting someone new, yeah. and the feelings that you have, or like, and kind of taking to those as love or as like, you
yeah.
know,
hard out, yeah.
Can be a little bit more intense. But obviously, you know, everybody can experience stuff like limerence.
Yeah.
But I think when you take into consideration stuff like ADHD, you know, it can be harder for people to process, or you feel the feelings more intensely, you know.
I so feel that, and it's, I think it's, for a long time I've really struggled with being able to just accept like a constant state, like you're not, I think I'm really, really dopamine seeking, and just outside of relationships even, but like, yeah, really seeking yeah, sure. dopamine, and then it's like, I really want those like high highs, because that's yeah. when I feel like amazing. And of course you want that, but that's just like not life. Like, life is quite inherently mundane, and that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just need to feel more content with that.
Across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it definitely plays into what we consider love to be, right?
Hard like, out. Yeah.
Is love about those high highs that you feel, or is it actually about the safety of consistency and security, and not necessarily feeling the high highs like that every day?
Because it's not gonna be, because that's not normal.
No, it's not. And it's also, I mean, I'm learning more about like what I think is safe, or what I think I should chase in love. You know, like,
what do you think you should chase in love?
If I was an expert on love, I'd probably already be married right now, or you know, but I'm not, so I'm learning.
Do you reckon though, if you were an expert in love, you'd be married right now?
Well, I mean, clearly I had a lot to learn, so yeah. I hadn't quite got there. But I think because yeah. my idea of like what I, when I think about the people that I was thought I was the most in love with, or like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, this is it.
Yeah.
They were also the most like tumultuous and the most not secure relationships that I've been in.
Yeah.
And I think that like when you start to look at stuff like this, you start to rethink like how you're even approaching what actually is the feeling that we're supposed to be feeling
in a relationship.
Yeah, what is love?
So how would limerence, well, how did, maybe generally, how does limerence manifest for people?
I think that it's like, I think that you notice it, that it thrives on the uncertainty of yeah. a dynamic.
Yeah.
So it's always the potential. It's always like, if we were, that's yeah. what we're saying, like, oh, this person would be the perfect person for me if only they
did this, did that,
committed,
yeah.
gave
yeah.
me, you know, this thing, this security. And I think that's where limerence, like,
and I
thrives.
Imagine there is such an anxiety-inducing situation to be in.
Yeah, I mean, speaking from first-hand experience, it's like living in, you are anxiety.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's that movie where they're all the different little emotions?
Inside Out.
Inside Out. I feel like I was anxiety. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, and then it's like you are so anxious, and then you kind of like get the little nugget of like reassurance or the connection point, and then you feel so good that you forget that you were just anxious for the last like week.
Hard out.
And the cycle continues.
Exactly. And when, like, and I think that then the bar gets set really low, eh, for, I don't know, your expectations in that relationship and what you should feel like. And then when you're like not anxious for a little bit, then you're like, oh yeah, I'm all good.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. If you've just tuned in, guys, this is the Matters of the Heart Hotline. Text in. I'm here with Jess B. My name is Olive. We're talking about limerence today, which is kind of, can loosely translate to the idea of love or the idea of being in love with somebody. We've had a text through, Jess. How do I stop limerating over mediocre men?
Limerating. I love that. Percolating and limerating. Well, I think it's just, this is my opinion. I think it's about like actually taking what's happening, not what the potential future might be.
Yeah.
So it's like you can meet someone and they can be all of these amazing things, but are they showing up for you now? Are they giving you what you need now? Are they listening to you now? And it's what we were talking about outside, where it's like if you have like this idea of someone and then they are not living up to it, it's really hard to let go of them because of the idea. You know what I mean? Like, even if they're not actually being what you need them to be, for whatever reason, like, and I think we always have to say as well, like, people go through different things. It's not always that they're malicious or that they're out to get you or they're out to hurt you. But if they're not giving you what they need, what you need, then that's kind of like what you need to be like focusing on, rather than like, oh, if I just, you know, love them a little bit more, they're gonna be, you know, and they're gonna pop out the other side and be amazing.
And Mike's not on. People will come to things when the time is right for them. And you can love someone so much, like, but they're on their own journey. And I think I want to speak for someone who is probably been the person who is the liberator. Not the liberatee.
Yeah.
Like, and I think there's a lot of guilt around being like that. And it's something I've really struggled with and feel quite whakamā about. And I think for me, it's like realizing that, you know, you're capable of harm and hurting someone, but it's not intentional. And you're just trying to get through. And there's a lyric that my ex told me. She was like, it's from an Angie McMahon song. It's like, my least favorite feeling is hurting someone because I was slow at healing.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh.
Wow. That's a word. Love that.
And I don't know, to any of the liberators out there, just want to ka aroha, you know, like, it's, love is really tricky. And if you've never, I don't know, for me, I've never really shown stable ideas of love growing up. So of course I'm going to be a little bit cuckoo in my adulthood trying to find love.
For sure.
And to go back to our texter, how do you stop limerating over mediocre men? I just say, be gay.
Sure.
Have you ever tried it though, sis? Like, come on.
Hey, never know who tried.
This is the Matters of the Heart Hotline. You're with Liv and Jess B. We're going to listen to this song for a bit and then we'll come back in just a second. Yes, you are on the Matters of the Heart Hotline with Jess B.
I'm still waiting for someone to call in.
Yeah, I really want someone to call in.
I really want to talk to someone on air.
Someone be vulnerable with us.
You know?
Maybe they're all feeling a bit shy.
Maybe.
If you guys call in, I'll buy you some chocolate.
Oh, that's a great incentive.
And I'll give you a high five.
Even better. Simple pleasures, you know?
I've got a question for you, Jess. What is the difference between love and limerence? How do you know that in yourself?
I guess if you look at limerence generally, right? Like I was saying, thrives on like the ambiguity of a situation, the uncertainty of it, the emotional roller coaster, like the ups and downs. You need, like, obviously, like, you're obsessing over them. You're, like, constantly thinking about them. You're longing, you're yearning, all of those things. Whereas I feel like love, it's not necessarily the absence of those things, but it's driven by security and connection and like building something together, and like emotional stability, a calm nervous system. You know what I mean? Like,
oh God, a feeling I'm constantly chasing.
Exactly. I feel like long term love needs those things to survive. Like,
absolutely.
You can't just live in the roller coaster forever. No. Well, maybe you can, and if you have, ring us in and let us know how that's gone, because I would be very interested to hear. But
yeah,
from, you know, like the people that I've talked to, like, and stuff, I think it's about having, like, obviously you need to be attracted to the person that you're with, and you want to have...
Wait, what?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, let's pick the safe, boring person who doesn't move anything in you, obviously. But I think in terms of, like, you know, your life, you need someone who you can rely on.
Hard out. And...
and vice versa, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. Would you say that you have experienced both love and limerence?
Well, honestly, like, after my last relationship, I started to question what my idea of love even was, and whether that meant that I hadn't experienced it in the ways that maybe are the best ways to experience love. I think that I've definitely experienced both. And I think even, you know, it's like, I think part of limerence is like, if you've been seeing someone for what feels like quite a short amount of time, but then it takes you like 2 years to get over them, you know, it's like not just while you're seeing someone, but it's like finding it really hard to like move on, like after something ends.
Yep.
And I think that is also about, you know, what's showing up for you, and like what are the things that, you know, it's bringing up, and what does that mean that you know you now need? You know, like if somebody like not texting you back for days at a time.
Bro, if someone's not texting you back, fuck them. You deserve someone that's texting you back.
Or that's just gonna be like, hey, I've actually got a really crazy day today, gonna be doing this, that, and the third, I'll text you when I can. Like, even like those little things.
Good
which
comms.
Takes...
good comms.
You know
comms.
What I'm saying?
It's all about the comms.
And it takes 5 seconds, please.
I'm actually over, like, I really appreciate a text like that. And even do that with my mates now as well, just be like, yo, I'm gonna reply to this, but just so you know, I don't have the bandwidth right now.
And that's beautiful.
Yeah. I just think this is so interesting. And I feel like I only learned about limerence yesterday because you said you...
Crash course. With an unqualified rapper.
Crash course with an unqualified rapper.
Maybe we should have called this that.
That's your podcast name, Jess.
Yeah.
We just had another text then, Jess. How would you navigate the feeling of limerence while healing and navigating all the emotions after a long-term relationship? Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really hard. I think that, like, I'm not sure if you're meaning limerence in terms of the person that you were with or somebody new, but I think that in general...
perhaps with the person they were with.
Yeah, like, I think that it's about, you know, looking at the things that you now know that you need. So like for me personally, the things that made me really sad or really anxious in my last relationship are things that I know, like we were saying, like communication or even if it's just like for me personally, somebody who is able to confidently live in their truth, right? So that's something that I now like seek.
Yeah.
And like I know that because of what I didn't have in my last relationship, and I think that's kind of the beauty of what relationships are, even if they don't work out, right? Like you're constantly learning about how to better be in relationship with someone, but also in relation with yourself. Like,
oh my God, absolutely, because it's so, like, I think when you get into a relationship, it all brings up all that stuff of all that, those things you haven't healed within yourself, and that relationship with the self is just so
important.
Yeah. Yeah. Knowing what you need, knowing what you deserve.
Yeah. And I think in the context of the person who's just texted in, I think it's also like, at the end of the day, you know, like if they weren't able to provide, or if you guys together weren't able to provide for each other what each other needed, then it's not something that you want, right? Like it's not the right person.
Yeah.
And if that... you know, I hate to say that, like, you know, people can change and maybe there's a, you know, option in the future. I think it's more about focusing on yourself and, like, you know, not getting fixated on the could-haves or the should-haves or the would-haves, because they would be. if it was, you know what I mean? If it was
bars,
right, they would be.
Bars.
Yo, here it is, go.
It's not the good hands, but the yeah, wood hands, it's the shit bees. I want bees.
It is. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to be grounded in the reality of what it is right now, not the potential of what it could be in 5 years, or if they grow, or if they say sorry, or if they circle back.
Yeah.
And that you've learned all these things that you can apply when you're looking at some point in the future when you feel ready to. And not rushing that either.
Yeah, that's gonna...
Just can't slap the feeling out of yourself, eh? Like,
no. And thank you to this texter as well for being so vulnerable with us.
Yeah, shouts to you. And good luck, Godspeed out there.
Yeah, it's... And I just want to say to you, dear texter, like, just go so lightly. You gotta... My mum always says, you gotta go for a walk.
Touch grass.
Touch grass. Cook yourself some beautiful kai. And I think what we were also talking about last week is, or maybe the week before even, transmuting. The energy of hurt from a relationship that was dominated by limerence, transmuting that hurt into something that's healing. And maybe somewhat productive, but I don't know, maybe that's, I don't know, cooking yourself a nice meal, going for, like, talking to people. I feel like singing is really good.
I feel like it's a really good time as well to, like, reconnect with all of the people in your life that offer you something beautiful, and, like, trying to, like, bring the, like, romantic love off the pedestal of, like...
That's the one, G.
You know?
That's the one.
You know? Yeah, because it's, like, your mates, or, like, you know, going to gigs, going to do things, going and, you know, going for a walk, like you say. All those things are equally beautiful. Go hang out with your family, your cousins, your parents, your nephews and your nieces. Like,
yeah, I think just to really remind yourself that there's lots of people around you. And maybe there's not, but, like, honestly, if anyone's struggling, like, please just fucking reach out to me. Like, I'll hang out with you, bro, you know? Like, there's lots of people that really care about you and want you around, and you don't... I know your brain's probably in this, like, scarcity mindset of, like, I'm so lonely and I have no one. I'm like, Olive's got you.
Hard.
Jess B's
so
got
nice.
You.
Yeah, we're here.
And, like...
And even I feel like just knowing that, like, there's other people who are going through the same thing is kind of comforting, eh? Like,
yeah.
Knowing that people have had a hard time regardless of who they are, what they do for a job, and, you know... It's like, this is some real life shit.
Regardless of what they do for a job.
But you know what I mean? Like, we're all in it together.
I love that. We're gonna sign out.
Hell yeah.
This has been Matters of the Heart Hotline with Olive and Jess B.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what to say. Someone just texted in this segment is so healing.
Oh, I love that. This is what we're trying to do. I'm trying to kōrero, like, all this stuff, because I think it's important.
Hard out.
It's a lonely journey if you don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's a lonely journey if you don't know that people are also going through this stuff with you.
Yeah.
Or at the same time, or...
Absolutely. So, yeah, guys, text in. You can still text in during the week. You can message Jess on Instagram.
Reach out.
Don't message me. I won't respond to it. or see it. This has been Matters of the Heart. Yo.
The Matters of the Heart Hotline with Jess B.